MoneyWeb now on the money. Also available on podcast.
The show is brought to you by StanLib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. StanLib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider. Chatting with David Gibb, fund manager at Anchor. David, appreciate your time today. You and your colleagues put out a note last week around tech, and I want to delve into some of the details, but the sort of towards the tail end, you made the point that in 2021, your view was adjusting for risk. In 2022, your theme for tech investing has been shifting through the wreckage, and there's been some wreckage even in the big tech.
Yes, absolutely. So, I mean, we try and have a theme for each year. And by the way, we set that theme in January, so it's not something you do with hindsight. But certainly last year, I mean, there was this idea of taking some risk off the table. There was lots of speculative activity, a lot of retail investor interest, strong action in the cryptocurrencies, and you know, obviously zero interest rates. So, I mean, we've shifted from that to this year where we've got this inflation surprise, and we had another big surprise on Friday where the number was ahead of what people were looking for. So we've really moved from adjusting for risk in our opinion to the sifting through the wreckage. The first part of the wreckage we saw was really in the loss-making tech. And that started last year where people decided to take risk off the table. So anything that was looking well out into the future, a big promise from lots of companies on what they would produce in years to come, but where there's no earnings, right? So those companies have been hit extremely hard. And it really does remind us of 2000, when we had the internet tech bubble, and then in 2008, where a lot of shares are off 65%, you know, even over 90%. But what we've seen, I think, really in the second quarter is a big hit to some of the large cap tech shares. So companies like Amazon have had a very tough second quarter. You know, the share price is off quite a bit. And now we're also seeing weakness creeping into Alphabet, Apple, and Microsoft. I mean, the big laggards this year in big cap tech have been a lot of the companies that were real COVID beneficiaries, and those would be things like Amazon, the streaming companies like Netflix, and then we've obviously also had problems with Meta, right? So with Facebook, partly due to COVID, but also because of TikTok and the Apple privacy changes. So generally, softness coming through in e-commerce, streaming and online advertising. But we haven't yet seen adjustments to earnings for a lot of the other companies, you know, like Apple and Microsoft. So we're waiting to see when, you know, if we do have some downward revisions there.
Yeah, and I mean, looking at the accompanying chart you put on, in terms of, you know, 3 month, year to date, 12 month performance, I mean, Netflix, the absolute standout in terms of losing. But if we look at, you know, the Facebooks, the Apples, Amazons, Alphabets, Microsofts, I appreciate that they, you know, some of the COVID boom is now behind them, and some of that pull forward stays, some of it fades its way out of as well. What about regulatory issues? I mean, there certainly is a little bit around Meta, a little bit around Amazon, even Google, but not really Microsoft.
Yes, look, Microsoft went through its regulatory troubles just over 20 years ago. Yeah. So that was around 2000. And in some ways, Microsoft is almost, it's kind of put to the side in terms of regulation because it's been through that. And look, Microsoft is definitely doing things that it shouldn't be doing. I mean, they've recently had scrutiny from the European Union on locking people into some of their cloud contracts. Mm-hmm. So they have, although they do have a slightly different approach now, you know, their head of legal, Brad Smith, he said, well, I'm sorry for what we've been doing, but we will adjust our behavior. But I think the companies that have drawn the most eye have generally been Amazon, Meta and Alphabet. And there's no question that, you know, Europe has tended to lead with regulatory action. So we're expecting, you know, the Digital Markets Act and the Digital Services Act, which are both bills that have been passed in Europe. They come into effect in 2023 and 2024, respectively, the DMA and the DSA. And then what tends to happen is other countries have been following the European lead. And I think now with the Biden administration, there's quite a lot of interaction between the regulators in the US and Europe. So we're also seeing a lot more progress in the US. And there are bills that are working through Congress. I mean, one in particular, the American Innovation and Choice Online Act, which is really how you deal with the platform companies and anti-competitive behavior on their part. That is working its way through Congress. Obviously, there's a lot of negative reaction from big cap tech. But I think that regulation is presented to us in the EU and in other countries like Australia, even in Japan. And I think it's on its way in the US. So, you know, we don't want to lose track of that.
Let's quickly shift to China. I actually saw some charts over the weekend that were showing sort of China big tech, Hang Seng listed, sometimes New York listed, typically doing better than US. We've got the likes of Alibaba, which has actually bounced quite strongly off the lows. We've got reports that Didi will be allowed to list again and therefore get open for new clients. There were 60 games approved by authorities last week, although none for Tencent. Is that perhaps, I don't want to say an end of the China sort of stamping on the tech stocks, because that would be dangerous, but a glimmer and perhaps some opportunity?
Possibly. I think China has been, we describe it, it's been like purgatory really for international investors, particularly in the tech space. And I think with so much control now vested in the president, you know, he might change his mind on certain things. So it's difficult. I think the point we like to make is that pragmatism is no longer, you know, the leading driver of these decisions in China. Historically, and you know, under previous leaders, growth came before, you know, before politics. Mm-hmm. And that has changed now. So it has made the situation more unpredictable. But, I mean, coming back to the comment about the fact that Alibaba, in fact, has done better than all of the big U.S. tech companies this year, it's really a discussion about the base.
Yeah.
So the base was so low. And if you sort of took out and you did a sum of the parts on Alibaba and you gave a value for Alibaba Cloud, which is the leader in China, you know, you'd end up with a PE that was around 10 times on their online retail business in China. And that's just re-rated now from, say, 10 times to 15 times in the last couple of weeks. So, you know, the share is up over 40% just in the last few weeks. So I think it became value tech, and it's done well this year, pretty much like Hewlett-Packard or IBM have done well this year. And the same would apply to Tencent. I mean, the multiple was just so low. It hasn't done as well as Alibaba this year, but it's really a value tech situation. And I think the other thing is that inflation is much lower in China. So the last reading was just over 2% compared you know, 8.6 in the US. So there is a lot of room for stimulus, although, you know, obviously China's been reticent to come with too much stimulus, partly because, you know, the COVID situation is not completely under control there.
Quick last question. I mean, the watchword, words perhaps, caution and profitability, perhaps, the two points.
Yes, absolutely. So, I mean, we are conscious of the durability of company earnings. I mean, that is certainly a driver. So we need to watch out for downgrades. So try and invest in areas where, you know, you feel the earnings are more secure.
I'll leave it there. David Gibb, Fund Manager at Anchor. David, appreciate the time.
The show is brought to you by Stanlib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. Stanlib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider.